When the Buggles hit, a video killed the radio star. Came out in 1979. Many pundits predicted that radio's days were numbered. With the advent of new technologies like cable and satellite television, VCRs, and portable video cameras, who'd be satisfied with just sound? Yet in the 21st century, radio seems stronger than ever, all thanks to new technology, which is changing how people think about radio. Remember that sound? If you do, you're probably over 30. Now when people are looking for something to listen to on the radio, they're more likely to hear this.
A year ago, who would have thought about something called podcasting? 5 years ago, who would have thought about something called webcasting? 10 years ago, who would have thought about satellite broadcasting? We're talking about the day before yesterday, so we really have to see where technology will allow us to go.
Sean Patrick Lovett heads up Vatican Radio's English section in 105 Live, the radio's FM station here in Rome.
I'm always amazed at how quickly the Catholic Church picks up on these possibilities that are offered by modern technology. Although I suppose we shouldn't be amazed, because there was Pius XI 75 years ago doing precisely that, understanding that he had to be able to get beyond the confines of Vatican City State and that he was going to need technology to do that.
The iPod and the MP3 player went to market, advertising their ability to store an entire music library. But they've evolved into the newest way to carry news and talk radio, including Vatican Radio.
Before, you had to download it and to put it in a folder and to click and move it from a folder to another or to your player. It's much more complicated. Today it's very simple.
Jean-Charles Pizzolu runs Vatican Radio's web team.
So you can download it and have it in your pocket and listen in the train, in the bus, in the plane, when you want. I think in future we'll have more. You can download directly on your mobile phone.
The internet is not the only new technology for Vatican Radio. The same satellites delivering hundreds of television stations to millions of homes around the world are now sending satellite-only radio stations. And not just to homes, but to cars, offices, and other places, televisions might cause a few distractions. New technology does not mean an end to the old. Vatican Radio is still grounded in over-the-air broadcasts. However people choose to listen, though, the mission remains the same: to broadcast the Pope's voice and message around the world. I'm Charles Collins.